Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu Nonsense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. I'm your host, Richard W. I think I already introduced myself. Damn it. Anywho, how's everybody going? Good. Hey, just wanted to give a special episode of the Impromptu Nonsense Podcast, which is sort of a review, sort of UNC, iffy UNC, I guess. It's just every now and then I'm going to toss in what I think of a movie. And today, with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's niece, we saw the movie The Raven, starring John Cusack. And, you know, you see a lot of actors in there and that you recognize from other movies, you know. Like there's the guy that's from Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, the guy that's in the first movie, that's in the pig's pit, you know, that he's splashing water on. Crazy. Crazy like Jack. You know, the guy that's always the who knows all about pirate lore in Pirates of the Caribbean. That guy. Okay? He's in there. I know he is. I don't even have to look him up to find that out. And then, gosh, I don't even know where to begin where that one other guy's from. Like one of the Mission Impossibles for sure. Okay, Mission Impossible 2. The pharmacologist head, you know. Something McCloy or something like that. I don't remember. Anywho, but yes. Movie. Movie The Raven, if you're not familiar with it, is about Edgar Allan Poe and his stories. Now, his stories were being made real by this serial killer who admires Edgar Allan Poe's work. And so Edgar Allan Poe is actually helping the police. Now, just by looking at it, it looks like the same director as Sherlock Holmes, you know, the one with Robert Downey Jr. So, you know, it's in good hands. I mean, the visuals are there. It was very dark. It was very drab, you know. Well, not drab. Drab is a poor word for it. But, you know, it was very... It looked the period, you know. And I thought that John Cusack did an excellent job as Edgar Allan Poe. A typical writer will speak how he writes. And John Cusack portrayed Edgar Allan Poe. If you read anything about Edgar Allan Poe, you'll see how Edgar Allan Poe actually talks. You know, and he did a phenomenal job, you know. He showed passion. He showed aggression. He showed everything he could think of, you know, that would say, hey, yes, this is Edgar Allan Poe. This is the reincarnation of Edgar Allan Poe. But yeah, it was very much like what you would see with Sherlock Holmes, you know, it little clues here, little clues there, you know, and everything. I mean, jumping from scene to scene, you know, you're trying to guess what's going to happen, but you can't. You can't think of what's going to happen. You know, you try and guess. I was like, oh, okay, this is going to happen. No, it's not. I mean, you're constantly searching. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, and when it happens, you know, you're like, ooh, okay, and then if I take that into account, then what will happen next? You know, and, ooh, that's a pit in the pendulum. Ooh, that's telltale heart, you know. And, I mean, my girlfriend's niece was very excited to see this picture, and she loved it. I loved it. And, you know, I never asked Dawn's opinion. I'll have to do that someday. probably next time I see her, but... God damn it. Person has their freaking high beams on me. God damn it. I have the right mind to slow down. Jeez. But no. The storyline, they started out with a little bit of backstory about how Poe mysteriously died. And then supposedly this is like the story of those lost events. Holy shit. Sorry, God, I'm going to kick this guy's ass that's on my ass right now. And God, I hope this is still recording. But, yeah, anyways, folks, I'm sorry. It's a little hard to concentrate because I got an asshole that has to put his high beams on. Fucking bullshit. Sorry, folks. It's going to be a little bit angry because this guy is getting on my nerves. Okay. Anyways, the Raven. Yes, and... This film wasn't too gory as I would suspect it would be, but it's just enough gory for you to go, ew, and oh my God. And, you know... They just hit the critical moments, you know, it's perfect timing to show the gory parts. I mean, it's in nice, swift moments that you actually see all the gore and stuff. You know, how they ease on into it. But yeah, anyways, to make a long story short, I love the movie. The movie is great. I can't wait to buy it on Blu-ray or DVD, whichever, you know. More than likely, I'm just going to start buying everything on Blu-ray just because it's easier. But yeah, the guy's off my ass. So, anywho, bam. I'm sorry, folks. It's kind of hard to give a movie review, but I wanted to give it while it's fresh in my mind. Only because two things, I'm wired, and two, that guy is making me angry, and I want to make sure it's still fresh in my mind. You know. But yeah, and everything seemed contrary to the period. You know, it. I mean, even the cinematics of it. You know. Yeah, I know, it sounds like I'm putting the buzzwords out, you know, but... Seriously, this is a good movie, and... I'm gonna let you guys go. Thank you for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, Richard W., a.k.a. The Nintendo Freak. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. You can call me at my audio comment line at 1-folks, okay, it's been a while since I've actually listed my comment line. Actually, it was in the last podcast, and I gotta look it up again. I'm sorry, folks. But, yeah, yeah. Well, you can always email me at nosensepod@gmail.com. No, C-E-N-T-S, pod@gmail.com. And, my only comment line should be right on my page. I'm sorry about this, folks. I must be out of the habit. I'm losing my touch. But don't worry, folks. I'll be back to normal pretty soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.